And I close with this. As those who have been reconciled with God, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. It's not an easy challenge. We've been entrusted with the message of reconciliation. And we now take the gospel to a dying world. And I implore you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God individually and personally, because Jesus' perfect sacrifice on the cross has made atonement for the sin. By his death, we brought harmony into our relationship with God. And we plead with the unsaved, people that do not know the saving grace, to have faith in Christ and know the joy of Christian reconciliation. Life is a challenge. Life is complicated. We need each other. And my cousin Sharon did send me a little thing about she was so glad the message of reconciliation. Her and her sister hadn't talked in 50 years. She took that little message. And she hadn't heard back from her, but she stepped out and she sent her a message, you know, that we need to talk. We got situations like that in our own family. I got a son that I haven't seen in 6-7 years. Don't even know if he's still alive. I tried to reach out to him, but he don't want to respond. But you know, as long as you are reaching out and doing what can be done, you're doing the part. And hopefully one day that reconciliation stuff will take place. If it don't happen in this life, it'll happen in the life to come. But we need to be about this. Loving one another. God forgave us for an awful lot of stuff, and we can certainly forgive others who have done things. In fact, it says in the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples that we are forgiven, and you've got to forgive others. And if you don't forgive others, basically, he says, you're not going to enter the kingdom of God. You don't have to like them, as my friend John always says, because he commanded us to love one another, but you don't have to go fishing with them. In Jesus' name, we thank you.